This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, an awful game called The Birthday Game, but it is a new way of doing birthday shout-outs on Radio 1 involving your parents. One of our greatest callers in some time that we revisit from the Reading Festival at the weekend is bringing binoculars to a gig, OK, and has Jason Derulo committed the musical crime of the century? Chris, you know we get so many requests here at Radio 1 for people asking for birthday shout-outs. Thousands every day. And obviously we can't do them all. We do a few now and again. I'm like, oh, happy birthday, Jess. Happy birthday, Mark. But the thing is, it's great for you because you've got a birthday mention on Radio 1, day made. But for everyone else listening that doesn't know you, it's actually kind of boring.
I remember absolutely buzzing when you said happy birthday to me once on Radio 1. It was like before I was on Radio 1. I just remember thinking it was the coolest thing. But it's a shame, isn't it, that everyone who's got a birthday today can't have that special mention.
Yeah.
But they are a bit samey though, really, aren't they, Scott?
Well, all you can say is happy birthday, have a great day. So we thought, how can we spice up birthday mentions on Radio 1? And I think we've got the perfect idea. It's time to reinvent the birthday radio shout-out.
We're making it great again.
Yeah, we are. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Scott, Chris, how are you doing?
All right.
Hello, Sam.
So what's your age today?
Grand old 28.
Okay. I'm not going to say the two words at the moment because you're going to have to earn that, I'm afraid.
All right.
Are you enjoying the day of your birth?
Yeah, I'm at work, but yeah, it's all right.
Not much exciting happened?
No, not really. Well, we had a breakfast sandwich that I cooked on the back of the van this morning.
Oh, how did you... What? Like, what do you mean? Yeah. On the engine or
something? No, I got two little stoves in the back of the van, so we had a bacon, sausage and mushroom sandwich.
Oh, that's lush, actually.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Now, we have prepared a great birthday shout-out for you, OK?
Yeah.
A lot of the Radio 1 DJs have got involved, some of your favourites. However, for you to be able to hear this and for it to be on Radio 1, which I'm guessing will make your day...
Yeah.
It does come at a price. You are going to have to earn this, OK?
All right, I'm up for it.
You're up for it?
Yeah.
OK, let's bring in Sam's mum, Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good. Did you get Sam a present?
I did. I sent it with his girlfriend yesterday.
Well, what was it? Has he not got it yet?
No, he's got it. It was clothes and money, the usual.
Classic parent present there. Yeah. Sam's mum, thank you so much for being on today.
Okay, it's no problem.
And what's your husband called? What's Sam's dad called?
Phil.
So we've got Sarah and we've got Phil. Okay. Sam, you want this birthday shout-out, right?
Yeah.
You are going to have to hear some things that maybe a little bit difficult.
All right.
You still want to go ahead?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I think, Scott, this might be one of the best ideas we've had in a while. Do you want to explain what Sam is going to have to hear?
Right, Sam, you're aware of how babies are made, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what's going on?
Okay, so... 28 years and 9 months ago, your journey into this world, it began.
Yeah.
But you probably don't know the details of that, do you, that moment?
No, it's not something usually I ask your parents, but...
No, exactly. And we were thinking to ourselves, well, isn't this a lovely way to do birthday shout-outs? To celebrate how you were born. But not just how you were born, like how you were made.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In detail.
Because without that... We wouldn't be talking to you right now.
You wouldn't be here.
No, true.
So you are going to get an epic birthday shout out, but first.
We've got all the Radio 1 DJs, but first.
Sam's mum.
Yes?
In just a moment, you will tell us how Sam was conceived.
Oh, God.
With all the details.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here, just speaking to Sam. And it's his birthday today. He's 28. Hey, Sam.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Well. Obviously a bit weirded out by what I might hear next, but yeah.
Yeah, so your mum is on the other line. Sarah, hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And we're going to talk about how you started out in this world.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We're just going to celebrate your birthday. You are going to get an amazing birthday shout-out, but first you've got to sit through this.
And bearing in mind, you will actually... we will be able to hear your reaction all the time. You will be on the radio all the time, OK? All right? Is that OK?
Yep. a rumpy bumpy.
Weird way to put it with your mum.
All right, then. Okay, so, Sarah, do you want to tell us where it all began?
Okay, so Phil and I haven't been married very long, 6-8 weeks.
Oh, stop right there, Sam's mum. Actually, Scott, what I think would really help the situation is, you know, a different mood change.
Okay, music change.
Yeah.
Okay. It's amazing what different music does. Here we go. Okay, Sam's mum, start again from the beginning.
Okay. We were not been married very long, 6-8 weeks, and we arranged to meet some friends to celebrate a Christmas because we didn't have social media back then. And
oh, it wasn't a group party, was it?
We met all our mates that we saw at the wedding, and okay, so we went out lovely. For drinks.
Oh, that's nice. A few drinks with the people that had me in the wedding.
Yeah.
So there's a lovely big group of you having some festive drinks.
Yes. Phil had to drive that night, so I was drinking.
Okay, and what was your drink of choice, Sam's mum?
Back then, it was port and lemon.
Port and lemon? What a combination is that?
So I know.
You're on the port and lemon there, and did you dress up nice for the occasion, Sam's
mum? Yes, it was a nice Christmas night out.
Yeah. So, describe what you were wearing.
Oh, I was probably in a short skirt and top and some heels.
Okay, fine.
Good.
All right, then. Okay, so Phil's driving, and but you're having a few port and lemons.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep, okay. And then what happens after you leave the party?
So we leave the party, and I suggested to Phil that we visited the park we used to meet at before we got married.
Oh, right. So did you not have a house?
We did, but it was a bit of fun.
Okay, I understand.
Phil was driving, but it's lovely to go see the park at Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all nice and snowy. And...
Right, and also it's Christmas time. Like, let's not go home just now. Let's stop off at the park.
Yeah, let's make a nice.
Yeah, and it didn't take too much convincing.
All right.
So we went to the park and had some time at the park.
Yes.
And when it was time to leave, we couldn't move the car.
What do you mean?
It was... One of the wheels was stuck in the mud. It was wet.
Phil parked in a hurry.
Did you get out of the car?
Yeah, hang on. When you got to the park, did you leave the car?
In the car.
Oh, you stayed in the car.
I'm a car baby.
Right, you are a car baby, yeah. Okay.
What car was it?
I think it was because Bill had, when we first got together, a Metro.
God, not even a decent car.
Aren't they really small?
Yes.
How did that work?
So you said the car got stuck, so you'd driven this into the park. You'd avoided the car park then.
They didn't have car parks.
No, fine. Okay, so you're in the park, and somehow the car, one wheel has ended up getting wedged in.
Yes.
Well, I think we all know why.
Yeah, so... how long were you at the park for?
Probably a little while.
Yeah.
I can't remember how long, but a little while.
This is lovely to hear, Sam, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right, Sam.
Yeah, I'm not going to live this down, am I? Metro boy.
Metro boy.
Metro boy.
You're taking it quite well, though, I think.
So the car was stuck. So when Phil tried to pull out, what happened?
He couldn't move the car.
So what did Phil have to do?
So Phil got out of the car. I was laughing so much. So I was useless at helping him. So he took his jeans off to put it under the tyre to get some traction on the ground to get the car out.
So hang on a minute. So Phil's got his jeans off outside the car and he's trying to put them under the tyre to try and get the car to move.
Yes.
What a night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're. I think I'm done.
Thanks for that, man.
Good for you, Sam.
Yeah, great.
No, but
I'm not going to be able to look at them the same ever again now. And I can't ever get in a car with them again.
No, it's fine. But
Metro boy.
At least you know now. Because surely is there not a little part of you that is curious sometimes, or not?
No, to be honest, it's never crossed my mind.
Okay.
You never get the detail, do you, though?
No.
It's always quite vague.
But listen, Sam, guess what?
What's that?
You have now earned the epic birthday mentions from all your favourite DJs on Radio 1.
Yes. Happy day. Birthday complete.
Scott Mills.
People love this. We need to do it again.
Definitely. Who wants to be on? who's going to say yes?
But...
yeah. Well, they might.
Big reward.
Big reward. 81199. Sam's on, who's just heard the story of how he came into this world from his mum, Sarah. Sam, how you feeling?
All right.
Yeah. But listen, well done, because you've earned shout-outs from all the Radio 1 DJs. Do you want to hear them?
Yes, please.
And we can finally say to you, happy birthday, Sam!
Happy birthday, Sam!
Sam, happy 28th birthday, baby!
Sam the man, happy 28th birthday. Wishing you all the best.
I mean, if that was me, I would be livid right now. I wouldn't care that there was a DJ bigging me up, giving me a birthday shout. No, I probably would have hung up about 20 minutes ago. I'd be livid.
Oh, I can't believe you had to listen to all that, but that was worth it.
Sam. Well, I can say that was quite something, so here you go. Happy 28th birthday. I sincerely hope it was worth it for this.
Happy 28th.
You look gorgeous. In all seriousness, have a good day, mate. Have a really good day.
Happy birthday, love.
Yeah, howdy.
Feel better, Sam?
Yeah, great.
Happy birthday, and thank you for putting yourself through that for Radio 1.
That's all right, thank you, guys.
I'd love us to do this more, Scott.
I would as well. If anyone's up for it, let us know, 81199. But I think this is the new way to do birthday shout-outs. It's the way forward. Thank you very much, Sam.
Cheers, guys. Thank
and
you.
More importantly, thanks Sam's mum for the detail.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Sam.
Scott Mills.
I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet this week. Something that happened on our Sunday show, which came live from Reading Festival, so you may not have heard it. One of the best / worst moments on air that I've had in some time.
It was one of the worst. It was awful.
But so bad that it was really funny. So the idea was, right, it was tipping down at Reading on Sunday. If you were there, you'll know. Like, it just didn't stop raining. It was relentless. So we thought it'd be a good idea to get someone who wasn't at Reading, but was in their house, and to recreate, because it was raining, the kind of same vibe as we were having at Reading, but at home, which meant turning the shower on cold and getting in it with your clothes on.
Listen, it was a last-minute idea that we had.
We
turned up at the show and we're like, look, what should we do? And we were kind of in a bit of a silly mood, so we thought we'd try this. And it actually, on paper, I think it was a good idea to kind of share the Reading experience.
Yeah, so the basic premise is you get in the cold shower with some dirty kind of festival food and then
fully
you're
clothed.
Fully clothed, and you'll feel like you're at Reading because it was raining. And this is what happened when we spoke to our caller. Good afternoon to Nikki in Barnsley.
Hey.
Right, what's the weather like there? Because here in Reading, Berkshire, it's horrendous.
Yeah, it's freezing here and all. Proper raining.
Okay, yeah, summer's off, let's be honest. So, Nikki, we want to recreate Reading in your own home. Where are you at the moment?
I'm upstairs in my bedroom and I've got my beans.
Okay, that needs explaining.
What?
So
you've got your jeans.
Got beans.
So she's got the beans ready to go.
Oh, I see.
We did.
And I've got jeans on now, so.
Well, what are the chances of that?
I know.
Okay, so you've got your jeans and you've got your beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're ready to step into the shower.
Yeah, and it's cold and all, you know.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah, okay. Well, I think that should be a rule as well. It should be a cold shower. So this is why we're doing this. We thought it's like a solidarity thing for everyone here at Reading. We want to bring Reading to your home. So
in
Nikki,
Barnsley.
In Barnsley. So you've volunteered to get into the shower. This is why. This was just one of our ideas.
Right. So what are you wearing at the moment? That sounds weird. But what are you wearing?
A top and some jeans.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
And these like tights. The tights, but they're like socks. But they're not socks, they're like tights. But we had no tights.
So they're kind of like sights.
They're like...
a sock-tight combo.
Okay. Yeah.
Excellent detail,
right,
thanks
then.
For that.
So what we're going to ask you to do is we're going to ask you to step into the shower and get the full Reading experience.
Okay.
And,
so
and you've got your beans as well, so open those.
Yeah. Are the beans open? The can of baked beans open?
Yeah.
And they're cold, right? Right, okay. So you're going to need to step into the shower now and put us on speakerphone, and then we'll just ask you if you're having a lovely time, all right?
I'll put it down there.
All right, you put it down there.
All right, then. So the weather won't dampen your spirits. Are you in the shower, Nikki?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, if you could step in, put us on speakerphone.
Crack on.
We haven't got all the time.
No, she told me not to.
No, it's all right. Go for it.
Go.
Right, you getting in? You getting in?
Are you in?
Are you in, Nikki? Have we lost her?
This has been the worst idea ever.
On paper, it's good.
Okay. Well,
in execution, not as. Nikki, are you still there? Oh, anything could have happened.
I'm really worried about Nikki.
Nikki! I mean, it's just the worst. That was on Radio 1.
Oh, there was a part two.
Yeah, there was. That's next.
Scott Mills.
So, obviously, after that Nikki in the shower call, she disappeared as soon as we said put it on speakerphone. So we did ring her back just to make sure she was all right.
What did you get in?
I'm still wet,
mate. It's just like being at Reading.
Right.
But it hasn't... Give me some tickets and I'll come and join you.
No, but you don't need to now. You've just literally recreated it in your own home, Nikki.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, so beans went down well?
Beans? No, I don't like them cold.
Well, what was the point of getting them then?
Because you told me to.
No, but I wanted you to eat them in the shower, Nikki. That was the whole idea of the feature. I'd like to be like, so pretending you're at Reading.
Oh, right, yeah, I ate them and then got a dinner.
Yeah, good. Sorry. Well, cheers for doing this, Nikki. It's really helped.
We really appreciate it, and we're sorry for getting you wet.
It's all right. I'm glad to be wet.
Yeah, excellent. All right, we'll leave that there, then. I've got to go. Love you, bye.
I just love what we get to do, mate. It's so good.
Ah, Nikki, we love you. Katie says maybe if you two filmed your farts for a week, celebs would be more willing. I don't think they would.
I don't know. I think there is something in that. It's almost like it would be a better demonstration. Because at the moment, we've only got the video of Paul Flart.
Paul Flart is an American guy who was a security guard and went absolutely viral when he filmed every single fart for 6 months. He did get fired for it in the end, but massive video. So all you see is his little face. He's there in his security guard uniform. And obviously you can hear them, but you just see his facial expressions each time. And he saved these up over a period of 6 months. You get the idea. Now, poor Paul was fired after that, which he did put on Instagram Live, the phone call with his boss.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess he may have found a job by now, but he was out of work. So to show solidarity for Paul, we're like, let's get a celebrity to do it.
Also, it's a great idea. Like, right. Genuinely, it's a hard sell this, but think about it. If you saw your favourite actor or pop star or whatever farting for a week, you'd click on it. And that, like, the cynical side of me goes, it's an easy way of getting a lot of views.
When we initially talked about it, I was like, oh yeah, we'll get someone, no problem. Listener,
it's really hard.
You would not believe how many people don't want to do this. Right, we've tried so many agents of pop stars, actors, TV presenters. My agent, who has other people on his books, was like, no, I'm not even going to ask anyone.
Also, they're so up for it as well until you say the idea. It's like, oh yeah, great, we'll do something on Radio 1 for the show. It's when we say the idea, it's like we don't hear back from people. I still have not heard back from Dr. Alex. And that is ludicrous, because that's a Love Islander.
I've not heard from Olivia from last year either. She bang up for it initially, and now not. Well, once I told her the idea. Also, we've tried Rita Ora, all of Little Mix, it's a no. James Arthur, definitely not. Tom Daley, no. Body Coach, uh-uh. Ryland didn't even get back to me. And we've lost Amanda Holden's number, but we were going to try her. So I think what we need to do now is... like, skip the agents and go straight to the celebs. So let's raid our phone books. Let's do it next.
Scott Mills.
Kirk says, surely Gemma Collins would fart for a week and record it. She wouldn't. I know that sounds mad.
You really think she would?
You think?
No, I know why people would.
Yeah, but she won't. Like, there's a certain thing. Like, if the Love Islanders Love Islanders aren't getting back to us, do you know what I mean?
It's bizarre, isn't it, though?
Also, knows, I've just found out, from Scarlett Moffat and Davina McCall. Not interested. One BBC Radio One. I know that you think that a lot of your favourite celebrities are like, oh, they'd be game for it, but then you've got to get past their agent, you see, which then they're like, no, Gemma wouldn't do that. No, sorry, not interested. Goodbye. So I'm now going to go straight to my contacts on my phone and try and get someone that way.
Yeah.
No, Little Mix have been asked. Hang on.
It's funny, isn't it? Because when you see the desperate messages that we've sent as well.
So many.
They always start as well, you're the first person we thought of. Yeah.
Judy Murray?
Nah.
That would be incredible. She wouldn't do it. While we're on the J's, Jax Jones.
Well, yeah.
Big artist at the moment.
Yeah.
Ring, ring.
Ding, ding.
Right, I'm ringing now. I don't see any other way of us getting anyone ever, do you?
Hello?
Ring, ring.
Are you there?
But no one ever says that to you, do they?
He did the reply and everything.
Thanks for doing the reply, though.
My pleasure. I wish I'd get more DMs with that, but they just don't happen. Mabel gets them all the time.
I know Mabel does, yeah. Hello, Jax Jones.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. Where are you?
I'm excellent. I'm in Shoreditch riding around with my father-in-law. We've got a convertible. We're feeling expensive.
Yes. You're in a convertible right now?
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, hold please.
On. I can pull up and we can do... Let's see if it translates on the radio. Hold on. Here we go, hold on.
This is what pop stars do, it's incredible.
All right, you ready?
Living the best life. Yeah, go on.
Oh, yeah. Is that a German whip?
It is a German whip.
Excellent.
Right, you know you did Radio 1 on Ibiza?
Yeah.
This is a slightly different request.
Go.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we've thought it'd be easier just to go straight to you with this one. Yeah. So bear with us, all
right? Right, so there's a guy in America. This is always the worst bit. Right, so there's a guy in America, and he basically was a security guard, right?
Yeah.
And he filmed himself farting for 6 months.
Okay.
It's a really good video.
It went totally viral. Yes. So all you're seeing, right, is like he gets his phone out and he puts like selfie mode on and you see his face as he farts.
6 months worth.
6 months.
Oh my days. Every day.
Yeah, it was 6 months, but like it's got millions of views. Now, I know that you are a very busy music maker, right? So I'm not going to ask for 6 months, but would you possibly film your farts for a week?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that... Are you saying that's... What? So it'd be your face and you farting?
Yeah, I guess so. I could try.
I don't
fart that often, you know. Because, like, you know, I've got a good diet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but if everyone's honest, everyone farts enough to... Basically, so what you'd have to do for this to work is you'd have to film yourself fighting for a week, but I promise you, we could even do like 4 or 5 days. But I promise you, it will go big.
Big,
like,
massive. Just needs to be your, face.
Your little Jax Jones face there, just farting away.
Where do we put in the video?
What?
Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
Yeah, everywhere.
Do I need to put music in the background?
Nah, no. It just needs to be you, wherever you are, like in the world. Like, just as soon as you feel one coming. Just film your face, and when obviously we'll need to hear the fart as well.
No, to be fair, if we're ready to bring toilet humour to the masses, I'm down. Let's do it.
All right.
That was really easy.
Thing is, you're quite a musical guy, aren't you? So you're probably seeing an opportunity to turn it into some kind of song afterwards, which would be amazing.
There's opportunity to turn that into bass. I think there's some frequencies in that.
All right. If this isn't a pop star promise and you're agreeing to do this, this has gone way better than we expected it to.
Yeah, and send me the guidelines, and then I'm ready.
You're fine, and then it's just film yourself fighting for a week. Yeah. But then what we'll do, if you are genuinely up for this, we'll get you on... Amazing. We'll get you on next week, maybe, or the week after, and then we'll present it to everyone.
Oh, I'm even doing a food challenge tonight. That will help. I'll do loads in one day.
Get your phone out. What food challenge are you doing?
We're bringing all my friends round, and we're doing a speed challenge with 40 chicken nuggets.
Oh wow! Okay.
Oh, I've done this. Not easy. Are you getting them from? Are you getting them from the Golden Arches?
Yeah, a restaurant with Golden Arches.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's so very dry.
Yeah, mate, you want to be careful with that because I did this, and by the time they're 5 minutes away, they're like a whole different food. So as much as you're looking forward to doing that this evening, do oven bait.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's see how that goes, and I'll just film myself afterwards.
Can you? Yeah, just send them whenever you fart. I want to see your face, and I want to hear the little fart, and just send them to my phone, all right?
I'm going to do it, bruv.
Go on.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Something else I wanted to bring up. You know, I went to see Just for Lols, Britney Spears, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'd never seen this before. Someone in front of me had taken actual binoculars to the gig. Is that a thing?
Have you ever seen that? But you are sat quite far back sometimes, aren't you? Like, I annoy myself sometimes by going along to gigs and then just staring at the screen. And then I think to myself, why am I doing this? Watch, even if I can't see very well.
Yeah, but then I'd rather watch the screen than watch, like, what is a very, very tiny pin of a person that you can't even tell if it's them or not. That's why the screen's there, I guess.
Well, that's why you bring binoculars.
I'd just never seen it before. And I think, I mean, obviously some...
I'm not sure about binoculars, mate.
Some gigs you would never take binoculars to. Slaves.
Do you think they're a little bit, I don't know...
Dad.
In the wrong place, slightly pervy. Just like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And also, they were proper, like... These weren't, like, comedy binoculars or, like, cheap ones. These were, like, full-on ones that, like, your granddad might have. Do you know what I mean? Like, to go bird-watching.
Bird-watching.
Do you know what I mean? At a gig, I'm not sure. Is this... I've heard that in America, sometimes they... I just looked this up. Sometimes they actually sell binoculars, like, as part of the merch.
Really? Yeah. How weird if they turn around and someone's wearing binoculars and they turn around and look at you with the binoculars. Like, that would freak me out.
Right.
You know, if you're stood next to them.
Right, yeah. Whoa!
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Jason Derulo. He's had all the hits. She has had all the hits.
Always really on form. Does all the hits.
Yep. But I don't know whether this is too far. So this is doing mad things in the chart in America already. And I can see it being a hit here. I actually can. But I can't decide. Bop. Or the worst thing I've ever heard.
Oh, mate, when we first heard this, we just looked at each other. Like, I was waiting for your professional opinion, almost.
I just can't believe they've done this. And I can't believe the original writers and performers said, yeah, okay, no, that's fine, you go for it. But they must have had to get permission. Well, they would have had to. So, you know this song? Epic. Andrea Bocelli, Sarah Brightman. Mm,
one of the best songs ever made.
I mean, I don't know how Derulo sleeps at night. Or Minaj, she's on it as well. And
so
Getta.
Right.
Getta's on it.
But Derulo must have had to send this to Bocelli.
Okay, let me just play you the hook and see what you think. Here we go.
Yeah.
Say goodbye. I don't know whether I'm mad at it or not.
Guys, I don't know.
I really can't work it out.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Where it begins.
I'm back on the official chart tomorrow from 4, and we are back Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.